Doctors in the state health department are using a novel approach to address a critical blood shortage in rural Montana. A drive-through service called the Montana Interfacility Blood Network is creating more life-saving options for critical care patients in outlying areas. It started by chance in 2019 when a patient was taken by ambulance from tiny Lame Deer 2.5 hours to Billings and had to stop for blood at rural hospitals along the way. According to reporting from KFF Health News, Montana State Trauma System Manager Alyssa Johnson says health leaders thought, why not formalize this and make it the norm?
That was really what started this idea of, well, what if you could just pick up blood and keep going and keep moving forward? If there's a patient at point A and they're going to point C, they're going to stop by a hospital, which is point B.
Johnson says as soon as an ambulance passes through a small town and gets an emergency supply of blood, that rural hospital works with the state to start replacing it. But this can be a challenge, as Montana faces a long-term blood shortage that only got worse during the pandemic. Patients routinely travel 250 miles by ambulance to reach a Level 1 trauma center in Montana, often in Billings. The drive-through blood network is uniquely rural and certainly low-tech, but trauma surgeon Dr. Gordon Rhea at the Billings Clinic has seen the system at work when a hemorrhaging patient came 80 miles by ambulance to the Billings Trauma Center.
They stopped by another hospital that was at the midway point. Blood was handed off by Montana State Troopers at the off-ramp of the highway into an ambulance. They continued transfusion for that patient. The patient was able to get to us and survived.
Montana won an International Innovation Award for the Blood Network. Even so, state health experts are still looking for ways to improve its effectiveness and address the chronic statewide blood shortage. This story was originally reported by Ariel Zients with KFF Health News. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.